Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. If you want to be a part of the program, we'll get to a lot more of your calls straight ahead. There is now, believe it or not, an effort to establish through the WHO, the World Health Organization, that health organization that ran all the propaganda for China with the coronavirus, et cetera, et cetera. But they want to establish a global surveillance system, vaccine passports, international contact tracing. By the way, the same Democrats that you know, now insist on a vaccine mandate, a vaccine card to get into a restaurant or an arena, the same people that also don't want voter ID. So explain that to me. But anyway, they would allow the WHO to dictate international travel protocols, encourage the WHO to coordinate with big tech to fight, quote, disinformation. Here we go again. And even give them authority to declare and impose extensive lockdowns. Now, why would we ever sacrifice our sovereignty to any organization as corrupt as the WHO or the UN for that matter? So listen to the WHO chief, you know, talking about COVID-19 pandemic. It's most certainly not over. Are we going to let them dictate American policy? Why do we elect representatives then? Why do we elect a president then? Why do we elect local and state representatives then? Listen.
Reported cases have declined significantly from the peak of the Omicron wave in January of this year, and reported deaths are at their lowest since March 2020. In many countries, all restrictions have been lifted and life looks much like it did before the pandemic. So, is it over? No, it's most certainly not over. I know that's not the message you want to hear. And it's definitely not the message I want to deliver. It's not over anywhere until it's over everywhere. As we speak, our colleagues around the world are responding to outbreaks of Ebola in DRC, monkeypox and hepatitis of unknown cause, and complex humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Somalia, South Sudan, the Syrian Arab Republic, Ukraine, and Yemen. We face a formidable convergence of disease, drought, famine, and war fueled by climate change, inequity, and geopolitical rivalry.
So the question is, why would the Biden administration even consider relinquishing our sovereignty, our health care, to the UN and the World Health Organization to create a platform for global governance? I know it sounds insane, but it's a real story. Congressman Lance Gooden has now written a letter demanding that the Biden administration oppose these proposed changes to the WHO and their authority that would establish a global surveillance system. And that means the vaccine passports, international contact tracing, and allow the WHO to have any say at all whatsoever in our travel plans or rules and regulations. That's what our government is for. That's what our elected representatives are for. And we do know that, in fact, they did lie numerous times to protect China and the origins of the coronavirus and, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic. Anyway, Congressman Gooden is with us now. Congressman, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
So they've been wrong almost the entire time, like so many of our so-called experts here, as it relates to the COVID-19. Get the vaccine and you'll never get COVID. Joe Biden, Fauci, all of them said it. And so many other cases of it. I think a lot has gone on that we didn't know. Now we do have a lot of evidence showing that, in fact, even taxpayer dollars went to fund the Wuhan Virology Lab through NIH monies that were given to the Eco Alliance. So we know that we were lied to on that issue as well. Is this really a serious proposal?
I'm afraid it is. I'm outraged and shocked because as clueless as these Biden administration folks have been, usually there's at least someone with a political brain that has some sense of where the American people are. And when things get too crazy, there's always some person that says, okay, we're going to maybe have to pump the brakes on this. But I haven't heard the brake pumping on this one. They just don't seem real concerned with where everyday Americans are on this. And I heard that World Health Organization head say that it's not over until it's over everywhere. My constituents and I are not sitting around waiting for Shanghai and Somalia to get back to normal before we get back to normal. And I really take issue with some unelected head of this body that's been lying to us for years, suddenly telling us how we're going to move about our daily lives. It's totally crazy.
So let's go to where we are in the process. My understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, that the WHO has started drafting what they're calling a global pandemic treaty on pandemic preparedness that would give them the power over global biosecurity, if you will, and the power to implement digital identities, passports, vaccine passports, mandatory vaccinations, travel restrictions, etc. That is all accurate. This is none of this is made up because it sounds like a sci-fi movie to me.
It's totally crazy. And you've also left out one other part that's crazy, and that is their definition or their ability to declare a health emergency. And that's so vague because they could declare homelessness an emergency. They could declare gun violence a health emergency. We know that the Democrats get creative here in the U.S. I'm pretty confident that liberals at the World Health
Organization. Well, correct me if I'm wrong. The WHO, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going from recall here. Didn't they not publicly admit COVID-19 was airborne until the end of December 21, one full year after the pandemic began?
Oh, that's right. And they've denied any Chinese culpability to this day. It's baffling that we're even to this point, that we're still giving them any credibility at all.
Are there any Democrats that you may have spoken with that are sympathetic to your point of view, saying we're not going to give up our sovereignty and authority to to any international agency like this?
The only one I can think of is Henry Cuellar, who's fighting for his political life tomorrow night in the Texas runoff. And imagine that. Every Democrat seems to be out to get him.
Yeah, pretty amazing. What have you spoken to anybody in the Senate? Have you talked to Joe Manchin? Have you talked to Kristen Sinema about this?
Well, you know, we've talked to the Ted Cruz folks. They're on board. I've also heard through the Joe Manchin crowd that he's not on board with this proposal, and I can't imagine him thinking it's good policy. I suspect you've got some of these swing district senators in places like Arizona, Mark Kelly, who are shaking their heads, thinking, why is this another issue? They got lucky with Title 42 and the court deciding that issue for them, so they didn't have to take a stand one way or another. But this World Health Organization, this issue is something I've heard about most.
But let me ask you this. I mean,
sure.
We've watched Joe Biden kind of govern through executive actions. Is this something that you would suspect he'd try to push through with an executive action? Now, think about this. It's not so far-fetched when we know that even though it's the Senate that should ratify treaties, that Iranian deal in the Obama-Biden years was never ratified by anybody.
That's right. That's right. You know, this is
the Paris Climate Accords would be another one. That wasn't ratified to my recollection either.
That's right. The only ratification that they're willing to roll the dice in the Senate on, I believe, is NATO acceptance for Finland and Sweden, because they think they're pretty confident with the votes. But I think that they're averse to taking any kind of gamble with actually letting the elected officials, in this case the Senate, ratify something, because they know the American people aren't on board.
Well, I hope you'll keep us up to date on this, Congressman, and let us know if, in fact, this has any possibility of ever usurping the authority of our elected officials like you, which would be an insane thing and a horrific precedent for this country. And I do suspect there's going to be a lot of Democrats, sadly, that would support something like this. I would say to them, that is why you are elected. That would be your job. It's not the WHO's
That's right.
job. And frankly, we all, after how badly the WHO did during the pandemic, it's probably time that we not fund them anymore either. They're not doing anything that is helping us in any way. It was the United States and our brilliant scientists, our brilliant medical professionals at the time, the speed of Donald Trump with warp speed. You know, we took care of the world. We shared everything we had with the world. So anyway, we appreciate what you're doing, Congressman Gooden. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Take care.
Quick break. We'll hit the phones when we get back. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program as we continue along today. I want to remind you, by the way, people now, the average time that people are holding onto their cars is over 12 years. That's the longest period of time ever in history as a result of Biden inflation. Anyway, and of course, a shortage of cars and even used car prices up 40%. Look, in life, you can count on death, taxes, and your car breaking down. Three things you can count on. I can't do anything about the death and the taxes part, but I can help you with your car breaking down. That's why I personally have CarShield. When something goes wrong, number one, I get roadside assistance. That's included in my coverage, and I can count on them to save me money from these very expensive repairs, because these cars today are way too complicated, and when I once used to fix my own car, I can't do it anymore. And CarShield offers protection plans, whether your car has 5,000 or 155,000 miles on it, about $100 a month on average, covers more parts than ever before. You can get your coverage today and your price will be locked in and never go up. So when your car breaks down, you can count on CarShield for help. Anyway, give them a call right now at 800-391-8888 or just go to their website. It's carshield.com/Hannity. One word, carshield.com/Hannity, or call toll-free 800-391-8888. Protect yourself and your family out on the road and protect your finances from expensive, costly repairs.
Focused on finding solutions to today's biggest problems. This is The Hannity Show.
All right, back to our busy phones. Sean, another Sean in South Carolina. Sean, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Thank you. It's an honor to speak to you.
The honor is all mine. What's on your mind today?
I just wanted to mention how hilarious it is that Elon Musk was a Republican for a day and then got hit with a sexual assault scandal.
You know, I watch this with glee. He makes an announcement that the Democratic Party, he thought they used to be more kind and gentle, and he's like figured out that, you know, the politics they play is for keeps and they can get pretty darn right vicious in every capacity. And yeah, then he got hit with this allegation. I forget how many years prior. Linda, how many years prior was this thing? Well, long time ago, right?
It's been really a long. Really long time.
Yeah. You know, look, I stay where I always stay, and that's in my lane. What's my lane? The reason we were right about Richard Jewell, the reason we were right about Ferguson, the reason we were right about Cambridge police, the reason we were right about Trump-Russia collusion, the reason we were right in our vetting of Obama, the reason we were right in Baltimore and UVA in that case and Duke LaCrosse and all these other cases is because we believe in something called the presumption of innocent, that you're innocent until being proven guilty. Now, one exception that I did make is, you know, when you have a videotape, like in the case of George Floyd, you could see that it's not a good thing to do to keep your knee on somebody's neck and pushing their face and neck into the pavement for, what, 7, 8, 9 minutes, whatever the time was. As a martial artist, I can tell you, if I put a rear naked choke on you, I could probably, you'll either tap out in 10 seconds or you'll pass out in less than 15. So it's just the most vulnerable part of the human anatomy. And if you have a case like that, you know what? You can make an early observation that you think this is not, you cannot treat somebody like that, especially somebody that's handcuffed and saying, please, sir, I can't breathe. At that point, you've got to turn the person over.
I was military police for 6 years. I've had that training too.
Yeah. And you know as well as I do that if you put something, if you lock in a real rear naked choke, you can choke somebody out pretty quickly. I've had it done to me. It's not fun.
No, it's not.
All right, my friend. Thank you. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Mike, I was saying bye to Sean. Mike in Arizona. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Sean, how's it going? Big fan.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is actually crazy. The last question was a perfect setup to what I have. I was wondering with this whole thing with Elon Musk, do you think that the liberal elites have made it taboo to question women with sexual harassment or assault allegations on purpose so that they can use it as like smear tactics to get rid of their opponents? Because it seems like a lot of the times they come out with these things with virtually no evidence or very, you know, rough evidence. But that doesn't stop these liberal, you know, media outlets from pushing these stories.
Look what they did to Justice Kavanaugh. Look at how bad that got. Look at how low some people sunk in this. And it was one allegation after another, after another, after another, after another. Now, I actually think that it might have in many ways broken him, where Clarence Thomas was so bold and brave and called it a modern high tech lynching at the time. I saw Kavanaugh just break down. And I've seen people that have gotten unfair, untrue, negative coverage, and they never recover from it. Now, I live in that world, and it's not a fun world to live in. But the reality is, if you stay rooted in very fundamental legal principle, and that is innocence, the presumption of innocence until you're proven guilty, then usually you're in a safe position. Because an allegation is only at the time an allegation until there's evidence to the contrary. And as public figures can get accused of all sorts of things. So I have just myself, I just stick to those principles every single time. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. I guess I was wondering if you think like this, you think they're actively using these tactics or if it just happens to be, you know, it seems more calculated than, you know, these outlets are willing to.
He had a very strong denial. Do I think it's possible that this is something that might not be true? Of course I do. I have no knowledge of my own whatsoever of what happened in this case. I don't even know who the other person is. So do I think people sometimes don't tell the truth? Just go back to Justice Kavanaugh. It's fairly recent. So I think we got to be very careful. You know, all the I believers, I believe. They only believe when it suits their political narrative in most cases. It's not that they really believe everybody, but only when it's convenient. Anyway, good call. Appreciate it. Quick break. Right back.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:25 now till the top of the hour, toll free. It's 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. I always got along with Carl Cameron. Remember, Linda, you've met him a number of times. We called him Campaign Carl for years.
Very much so, yeah.
I'm having a hard time understanding where he's coming from here, because he wants to confront people that have opinions that he doesn't like and people on social media whose opinions he doesn't like, again, calling it disinformation, and some violators he's literally saying should be put in jail. I mean, facts matter. You disturb the peace. You can't start a riot in a movie theater. Cops are going to arrest you. You might end up in jail. You might end up, you know, something worse. Now he's urging and challenging Biden to go after people whose opinions he doesn't like, and saying the president should be more forceful and sooner than later in law enforcement and the U.S. government to stop people they deem to be giving out information that they don't like or agree with. Well, what part of freedom of the press, freedom of speech is he missing here? You know, he talks about social media, talks about Fox News, he talks about the internet, and, you know, a good portion of what we read coming from folks who aren't Americans, pretending to be Americans in order to gaslight or even worse, and, you know, going on to state that we'd arrest people and put them in jail for opinions. I thought, isn't that fundamental freedom of speech, et cetera? I would think
I find it very odd that someone who works in the media thinks that this is a viable option.
Did he get a new job?
Well, I mean, he did. He worked in the media. I'm just saying, as a member of the press, you know, just put that aside. Just as an American citizen, you know, if you go around, you know, the world and you look at the freedoms that we have here that we take for granted every single day, and then you look at all these other countries and how completely and totally isolated, they're completely isolated from the outside world, especially in places like China and Afghanistan and Iran, where they control every single thing that their constituents do. I mean, people in these countries have nothing. And then you got Carl saying, well, if I don't like what you say, I think the Biden administration should reach out and tell you to be quiet. I don't think people are understanding, like, at some point, people aren't going to like what you say. And you're going to be the victim of your own ideas, and it's not going to feel so good then.
You know, use what we have now learned in the case of in the Sussman trial from Durham. Look at the testimony of Hillary Clinton's allies in this case. Look at them admitting that they literally fabricated out of whole cloth this document. Now, in this case, it was the allegation about the servers being connected to Alpha Bank and Russia, et cetera. And for three long years, the media mob got it wrong. I don't remember Carl Cameron covering that story or anywhere near covering it to the extent that we did. I'm never going to get my Pulitzer. You know, Maggie Haberman, the New York Times, they're getting Pulitzers for information that they reported that ends up being dead wrong. And what's amazing to me is that Hillary Clinton herself sanctioned these lies, paid for that dirty dossier. In the other case, there's two buckets here. It did enormous harm to the country. It brought disgrace. And that's why I kept defending the 99% of FBI people. The press, if they had any decency, they would be humiliated by being so wrong for so many years. They would correct the record. They're not doing that either. And then 4 years later, they did it the exact opposite way. And that is a few weeks before the election, boom, out comes Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. And they all run out there, race out there. This is Russian disinformation. That was lying the other way. Always, though, the lie is to hurt the conservative, hurt the Republican, and help the Democrat, help the socialist, help the liberal. Well, you know, we should talk about, isn't that a campaign donation on their behalf? You see, I don't mind if these people in the mob and the media have opinions, but they should be open and honest and upfront. They all claim that they're journalists. They're not journalists. You know, what do I say? I am a member of the press. I say I'm not a journalist, but this show does plenty of journalism. I can produce thousands of hours on TV and radio of me doing straight news. I can produce thousands of hours of investigative reporting. I can do thousands of hours. I tell everybody up front, I am a conservative. I can't believe Sean Hannity just endorsed somebody. I'm like, I said it, you know, 5,000 times every single day, you know, leading up to an election. And it's like a surprise all of a sudden. I'm upfront about the fact that I give opinions. That's the editorial side of this program. And we do sports, we do culture, we do everything else in between. So, yeah, I'm a member of the press, but I'm like a whole newspaper. We do straight news, investigative reporting, opinion. We do culture, we do sports, we do it all. And they claim that they're journalists. They claim that they don't have opinions involved in all of this. That's where they're lying. And I'm honest about who I am.
But see, there's one point further. There's one more point that you're missing. And I think it's a very important one. You know, we're out there and we're giving what we have to say. And we very clearly say all the time.
It wasn't very nice to say one important point you're missing. Okay.
You know what? That was my opinion. And I'm sorry that I shared it without asking permission.
All right. Take a vow, Touche.
But I do think that one of the things that you're very clear about, and I find this often in our conversation, is, okay, so you disagree with me. I'm telling you what I think, and then I'm telling you why I think it, and then I'm telling you what sources I used to derive my thought. What I find a lot of times with the left, and to Carl's point, if he is going to play the disinformation game, I would say that omission and not covering would be something he would have to address, because by not covering things that happen with, you know, Benghazi Clinton or, you know, Hunter Biden, my sex laptop, if we're not going to talk about those things and we're just going to pretend like they're not happening, then we are deceiving the public because we're pretending like it's not happening. You know, there were a lot of things that we covered in the past 10 years where I was like, God, I don't want to cover this. I really don't want to cover this, but we have to. There were so many times where we would say, we're collecting our sources, we're looking at this, we're taking a deeper dive, but we want to let you know what's happening. That doesn't happen at all on the left. So I'm trying to get to that place where, you know, where Carl can find the middle ground. You know, he's got this progressive thing that he started on his own, and he's the chief correspondent for it. And he very clearly says it's progressive. So when you're giving yourself your own label that you are identifying as somebody who's not on one side but the other, then I think you need to be honest about the fact that that may sway what you consider to be information, disinformation, misinformation, or omission. And I don't think he's covering that at all. He's just, I don't like you. I don't want to cover it. I mean, we'd have to put half of Congress in jail for lying and misinformation. I mean, give me a break.
Let's get to our phones. Good analysis. Peter in California. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Oh, Sean, I'm doing great. How are you doing? Thank you, sir, for being there. And I've been looking at your show for a long time.
You're
welcome. I just wanted to say this. I've been hearing this about the putting our sovereignty under the WHO.
Right.
And that really surprises me because I was looking at television a little while ago, and I kept seeing this. Don't people understand that if you give them a foot, they take a mile? The liberals and the globalists have been doing this for years. You can't appease them. They're lying to us. And I told my neighbors, I said, can you imagine if they had that right, then we're going to fly under the banner of of NATO. And they come over here and say something, oh, they won't do that. I go, sure they will. They've proven that over and over and over again. You give them an inch, it's like giving them a mile. And I'm just concerned about this, and it's really funny because when you read about it, you know, to me, I read a book, and it talks about, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, coup d'etat.
Yeah.
Coup by destroying the economy.
Coup d'etat,
when I see Biden, I see the deregulation, the dereliction of duty, and he's letting the economy collapse.
Why would we ever usurp the authority of our very own elected officials to a world body? But now, you got to think a little more deeply here. Remember, there's one party in this country that wants to adopt all things radical socialism. that they really are. It's a climate alarmist religious cult. This New Green Deal-ism is socialism given another name. And it's just packaged differently. But we know the inevitable results are more poverty, broken promises. They can never sustain what they promised that they were going to give you everything. And we end up all being poor as a result. And in the end, too, it's about, you know, economic equality and redistribution of wealth at a level where basically that you would empower the government to take other people's money and give it to this other group of people. Those would be your voters. That would be your voting base. And, oh, sure, you're going to give me tens of thousands of dollars. I'll take it. I'm going to vote for you. But you're empowering them to take other people's hard-earned money when, in fact, America is supposed to be about liberty and about freedom. And exactly. It's supposed to be life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And part of that pursuit is you pursue whatever career you choose. I have so many friends in my life that have callings. Every pilot I ever met wants to be a pilot. Same with every nurse I ever met. They wanted to be a nurse since they were little. A policeman, fireman, EMT, doctor, lawyer. I mean, all walks of life. People make these choices. And it's amazing that that's what drives them. I think what makes anybody good at any job is your love and your passion for that job. And Amen. All of that then goes away if we're just going to live in this, you know, put all the money in a pot and say, okay, it doesn't matter whether you work or not work, you're getting the same amount of money as the next guy. Well, that will disincentivize all working, which we've seen. There's been many manifestations of redistributionism, authoritarianism, communism, and it's whatever name you socialism that you want to give it. And to one degree or another, with some variation, it ends up the same. It never works. It fails. It's just like Obamacare. Keep your doctor plan and save money. None of those promises were ever fulfilled, ever.
That is so true. I tell everybody, I said, whether you look at fascism or communism, they both come out of the same playbook out of Karl Marx. And what you're saying is the same thing. Just destroy the economy. Put everybody in a level playing field and then bring up the ashes. And they're going to be selective of whose ashes they're going to bring up. It's amazing because I was looking at that too. The World Economic Council is, and I guess right now, and I go, it's you can see the pattern where they're going with this. What gets me is I tell my neighbors, and they're stuck looking at science fiction movies or whatever, which is nothing bad of that. But I say, take your heads out of the sands and do more reading. Remember the old adage, I give you books, is all you do is, you know, read the covers. That's all they do.
And they don't
seem to read. They don't instruct themselves. And I go, what happens?
If you don't learn from history, you're what? Doomed to repeat it. You know, what's the definition of insanity? You know, trying the same thing over and over again, thinking you will get a different result. Anyway, good call, my friend. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Barbara is in the great state of Florida, the free state of Florida. Barbara, how are you?
Hey, John. Thank you so much for taking my call. I wanted to mention something about these strategic oil reserves being depleted. I live in Florida, and I am concerned about almost everybody that lives on the East Coast and what can happen if we're hit by another major hurricane. I can't even imagine what would happen. And I just think it's like these guys, they never think ahead of what the possibilities are. So like the same thing with the baby formula. When they shut down the plant, nobody thought ahead, like what's going to happen when they run out of baby formula. That they just don't have any, I don't understand it. I don't understand why nobody in that whole administration seems to think about the unintended consequences of the things that they do.
The average price now nationwide for a gallon of gasoline, again, we had 12 straight days in a row now of an increase, is $4.71. And I keep playing that cut of Donald Trump. You like your $2 gas, right? You like it?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I appreciate it. At least you're living in the free state of Florida, Barbara. God bless you. Appreciate you being with us.
Absolutely.
All right, Joe and LJ, of course, tomorrow's a big primary. You got Perdue versus Kemp, and then, of course, Herschel Walker looking for the nomination to be the Senate candidate to go up against Warnock. What's going on, Joe and LJ?
Sean, love your show. I am working very hard for David Perdue. I know you've endorsed him. Donald Trump's endorsed him. Newt Gingrich's endorsed him. Sarah Palin. With those four great conservatives endorsing you, I think Perdue's going to come back and win. Of course, you know Trump's putting on a telephone program tonight in Atlanta. So I predict that not only will David Perdue win against Kemp tomorrow, he will then go on to defeat Stacey Abrams. So I'm really fired up for David Perdue, and I really appreciate you.
Now, the polls aren't looking great for him, but the polls are looking phenomenal for Herschel, and you know, we're just going to see what the results are. And I'm not sure what the appeal is of Kemp. He has done some good things, but whoever wins the primary, you know, has to win, or else Georgia's going to get stuck with Stacey Abrams, and I don't like that as a possibility at all.
Purdue's anyway, going to win, and Sean Hannity is going to keep being number one in the country.
You know, I can't get everyone right, but I'm trying, Joe. You know me a long time. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. The president's attorney, as it relates to the Sussman trial, incredible developments yet again today. The media blackout is in full force, but not on my show. Anyway, that'll be on Hannity tonight. Senator John Kennedy, Senator Cruz, Herschel Walker, David Perdue, and Governor Greg Abbott will load it up. 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox News Channel. Please set your DVR. We'll see you tonight, back here tomorrow, and thank you for making this show possible.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.